Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 9th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Disney announced its upcoming streaming video service will be called Disney Plus and launch in late 2019. Among a selection of Disney movies and TV shows, the service will launch with two live-action Star Wars series, The Mandalorian, run by Jon Favreau, and a series following Cass Andor, set before the movie Rogue One. Disney also confirmed the new service will have a live-action Marvel series focused on Loki, played by Tom Hiddleston. Microsoft said a fix has been deployed for an activation issue that caused some valid Windows 10 Pro users to see a message prompting them to install Windows 10 Home or get a genuine copy of Windows, despite the fact that their copy was genuine. Microsoft said that customers will not need to take any action and can continue to use Windows 10 Pro as usual. The issue should be resolved by the end of Friday. The world's biggest shopping day takes place Sunday, November 11th, Singles Day, started back in China in the 1990s as a day to celebrate bachelors and began being used as a promotion by Alibaba's Tmall 10 years ago. Last year, Alibaba sold more than $25 billion in goods and expects to top $35 billion this year. It has grown beyond Alibaba to include other e-commerce companies like JD.com and Pinduoduo China and has expanded outside China as well across Southeast Asia. Researcher from a team at the University of Pennsylvania showed the first evidence of a causal link between time spent on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat and decreased well-being. The study divided 143 undergraduate students into a control group that behaved as normal and a second group that limited their time to 10 minutes per platform per day. The group with social media restrictions showed, quote, significant reductions in loneliness. The group hopes to conduct further studies involving other social media platforms and other age groups. A study shows Sprint slows traffic to Microsoft's Skype video call service in the United States. The study by teams at Northeastern University and the University of Massachusetts used information from 100,000 users of the WeHe app. Between January 18th and October 15th, the throttling of Skype by Sprint was found in 34% of 1,968 full tests. A full test involves running two tests in a row to avoid false positives. The effect was spread out geographically, but affected Android users more than iOS. A spokeswoman from Sprint told Reuters Sprint does not single out Skype or any individual content provider in this way. Xiaomi launched its 6.21-inch Mi 8 smartphone for £499 in the UK Thursday. Along with the Redmi 6A smartphone, Xiaomi Band 3 fitness tracker, and the Mi electric scooter. Xiaomi adds the UK to Spain, France, and Italy as its European markets. A Mi store will open up in Westfield, London, November 18th. Xiaomi also has an event scheduled in New York in December, where it is expected to announce smartphone sales in the U.S. Xiaomi is ranked fourth globally in smartphone sales and sells in 74 markets. GE-owned Avitas Systems received the first U.S. FAA approval to fly a 55-plus-pound UAV beyond visual line of sight without a spotter for commercial purposes. Avitas will use the drone to inspect infrastructure for Shell Oil at facilities in the Permian Basin in Loving County, Texas. Krebs on Security reports the U.S. Secret Service has issued a warning that criminals are signing up for the U.S. Postal Service's Informed Delivery Service, which scans physical mail and emails customers those scans before it's delivered. The criminals sign up as if they are the residents, then use the emails to find out when fraudulently ordered credit cards are arriving and steal them from mailboxes. To mitigate against the attack, Krebs suggests you would need to sign up for informed delivery yourself for each recipient of mail at your household. France's IDFM Public Transit Company is launching an e-bike program called Veligo with 10,000 bikes in Paris and plans to expand to 20,000, which would make it the largest program in the world. Unlike a docked short-term bike rental, Veligo costs 40 euros per month, but the bikes can be kept at home. Employers can cover half that cost, as they would for any transit program. The e-bikes can go 9 kilometers on a charge. Finally, Google's latest Android ecosystem security transparency report shows that 0.08% of Android phones installing apps solely from the Google Play Store have potentially harmful apps. That's very close to zero. That's down from a full 1% in 2014. Also, 0.76% of phones with apps from outside Google Play have potentially harmful apps. The rate of harmful apps is the lowest on phones with more recent versions of Android as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.